rejected. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was despised, rejected. He gave his back to the smiters. He gave his back to the smiters, and his cheeks to them that plucked off the hair, and his cheeks to them that plucked off the hair, and his cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. He hid not his face from shame and spitting. He hid not his face from shame, from shame. He hid not his face from shame, from shame and spitting.
Messiah is one of the greatest pieces of music of all time because the music itself expresses the words from Scripture so beautifully, and this contralto aria is no exception. Handel catches the essence of the pain of rejection, not only the rejection of man, but also the silence of heaven. There are whole measures of silence in this piece, followed by the plaintive voice of the violin, signifying the heart-wrenching pain of rejection, not only by man, but also by God Himself. The season of distress and anguish before us will require a faith that can endure weariness, delay, and hunger. A faith that will not faint, though severely tried. Those who exercise little faith now are in the greatest danger of falling under the power of satanic delusions and the decree to compel the conscience. And even if they do endure the test, they will be plunged into deeper distress and anguish in the time of trouble, because they have never made it a habit to trust in God. They will be forced to learn lessons of faith under a terrible pressure of discouragement. Against Job, Satan brought the scornful charge, "Does Job fear God for naught?" Satan swept away all that Job possessed. and his friends pressed on his bruised and burdened spirit their accusations. In his distress, Job's anguished soul expression, "I cry out for help, but there is no judgment. They whom I've loved have turned against me. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come into his presence. But he knows the way that I take, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Even so, Jesus saw the travail of his soul and was satisfied."